time, Mr. President. Let me thank you again for the wonderful letter you wrote me. I shall always remember it and appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I wanted to be there with you, but I just dared not do it in the light of all these goddamn women.
I understood it.
And I thought it'd probably ruin your party and destroy me.
Ruin the party, but I knew of the personal problems, and I'm very conscious of those at all times.
Well, thank you. What do you know?
Why, the net result of the State of the Union net is a very substantial plus. It is as valuable psychologically as it is from a practical standpoint. In fact, if you were willing to face up to the problems and state them in the manner in which you did, not promise a lot of rainbows to the people, but in effect give them the blood, sweat, and tears speech, they've reacted very well. Even business has reacted well to the tax increase, because they believe that it constitutes fiscal responsibility. The whole general result and attitude toward it is, here is a man who has faced up to the problem, he's bitten the bullet, he's made some exceedingly difficult and unpopular decisions, and they honor you for it. That's the major attitude that's abroad today, and I'm delighted with it.
That's good. What time do you leave the office?
About 7 o'clock.
I wonder if you'd mind running by, visiting me a little bit. I want to talk to you about an appointment and get your feeling on it.
You'll be there. I'll be there anytime you want. I'll leave a little early. I've got some people here now, 5:15. They'll be out of here by 6. Would you like to
come? Yeah, that's good. Just come at 6, then.
I'll come at 6. All right.